This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast on my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. By the way, a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military, our veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, let's not forget about everybody working on the Third Watch right now. Thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers out there, keeping it between the ditches, as Donna Fiducia likes to say. We appreciate you guys and gals. And you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler. We're also on a new affiliate now, a new site that's asked us to come on there, Our Free Nation. Now, that's Andrea Kay, whose radio show I've been on a number of times out there in San Diego on our Salem affiliate in San Diego. She's got this new service called Our Free Nation. Go over there, try it out, see what it's all about. And then, of course, we're on Twitter at Captain's America on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out our website either, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And we're going to go right now to Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. And good morning, Kyle, for our number two.
Good morning, Captain.
Now we're going to start with the pledge again. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, the CDC came out with some numbers, and again, I'm very leery of these numbers coming from the government anymore because they just haven't gotten it right. And they've got a number here for children 17 and under for the COVID-involved deaths, and this is for all of the cases of COVID, not just the variant, but all of them since the beginning. And they have it at 0.057. So that's 5%, 0.57, correct?
Right.
Or is that 5/10? Am I reading that wrong?
Maybe 5/10 of 1%.
Yeah, 5/10 of 1%. Okay, 0.57 tenths of 1%. That's a very low number, but it's still, when it comes to children, it's still too many.
That's true. Very true.
Yeah. And they're using that number to base the fact that they're going to shut schools this fall.
Well, that, and also I think the Secretary of Education was talking about parents are fighting back against masking, and this could also make huge problems. And but again, yes, one child is one too many. That's no doubt about that. And at the same time, Captain, we still need to be asking the questions of where this originated and what is it really that we're fighting. We hear so much we're following science and this kind of stuff, but what does the science tell us about the virus?
And if the teachers want to be really protected and they're going to have classes in school and you know, they're worried about showing up to teach and this, that, and the other, We used to wear the hazmat suits, the protective suits, the thermal nuclear suits, they called them. It looks like you're wearing tinfoil.
Right.
Wear those things with the big heavy overmass and all that, wearing an oxygen tank underneath and all that when we went to hazardous incidents. I'll tell you what, I think the teachers need to learn how to wear that stuff.
Well,
No more excuses.
Well, exactly. And I guess then you'd want to pair it at least with some kind of Darth Vader voice box or something to go along with that.
Well,
but again, because it's the idea that what can we do to keep the kids safe other than shut down the schools?
I've been to obviously an airplane crash wearing that one time. That's what it was designed for, that plus any superheated structures, gasoline fires, you know, tanker trucks, that and the other. A number of those fires I've worn it at, and I've also worn it at a nuclear plant fire that we had to go chase at one of our nuclear plants. We had to go underground and chase an electric fire around underneath with the wires to put it out.
Wow. Yeah. That's like a movie or something.
Yeah, it was. It was hilarious. Well, it wasn't hilarious, but after the fact, we were laughing. Mm-hmm. But anyway, really, the White House now, half the record number of migrants crossing the border last month were removed and sent back where they came from? Really? I don't think so. They were removed all right and sent somewhere around the country.
Yeah, they might have gotten a bus ticket and they went somewhere. They went to the Whataburger.
I got to tell you, yesterday at lunch, mm-hmm. we had pictures, so this wasn't just somebody shooting their mouth off. George the Godfather was in Orlando and coming back from Orlando, and he got behind some buses, and on the buses being escorted by law enforcement were a number of people. There was families, like children waving out the windows and all, or looking out the windows and all that, and mothers with babies and men and whatnot and all that. And he thinks there was a bunch of illegals because some of the buses had Department of Defense plates, plain Jane White. Okay, that's number one. And the other ones were ones that they'd rented. But guess where they were rented from, what the markings on the bus said?
What was that?
Mexico.
Interesting.
And they were in Orlando, Florida, coming this direction from I-95 or possibly Jacksonville, which tells me they dropped them in, they flew them in here, maybe to a military installation, maybe they flew them into Jacksonville, and then they were bringing them wherever. And I'm sure that one of the charities, one of the churches was involved with where they were going next. Want to bet?
Yes, perhaps so, yes.
Yep, so they were spotted yesterday. George has got pictures. He also got license plate numbers. He's going to turn it in, as our governor said to. He's going to turn it into the governor, and they're going to check it out. Meantime, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Frank Salvato from Underground USA, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, heard by over 2 million people coast to coast and around the world every night. Captain, let's do it.
We are, and by the way, last night we had another banner night on the stream. We have a streamer that we look at. We're on there with all the shows that are live and all the shows that are recorded at night, and we were number one all night long last night on the internet for people that were searching for radio to listen to via the streams that are out there, and we were it. It happens a lot, and it's a very good thing, and we appreciate them for doing that. Now, this portion of the program is brought to you by our friend, Mr. Mike Lindell, and MyPillow. And Mike Lindell is having a symposium, and that symposium is going to be the 10th, 11th, and 12th. And that's caused a lot of stink here lately. And we're going to play his ad right now, and you tell me whether or not there's anything offensive on this ad that would have caused Fox to not play it. Listen to this.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. To help support this cyber symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on my pillow products, but they're only offered at frankspeech.com. Go to frankspeech.com now and use the promo code on your screen or call the 1-800 number below to receive these exclusive MyPillow offers. Thank you and God bless.
Now, these offers that he's talking about, the better offers than what you'll get on MyPillow.com, are at frankspeech.com and are only there until the 12th, the 12th of August. So go over to frankspeech.com. and you'll need the promo code CAPTAIN. That's going to be your discount code. Or you could call them at 800-641-5459, the number 800-641-5459, and order whatever you want. But frankspeech.com is where all these heavily discounted items will be. Again, use the promo code CAPTAIN. And I know, Kyle, you went over there and took a look at that, right?
I sure did, yes.
What did you find out?
Well, of course, yeah, the lot more deep discounts there for this special offer that, as you said, goes through the 12th. And if you use your product code CAPTAIN, you're going to get those special discounts.
Yeah.
And so all these different products, you know, that Mike Lindell and MyPillow have to offer, you really got to check it out.
Now, can you tell me what you heard in that ad that was offensive that would have caused Fox News to not want to play it? I'm at a loss here.
Yeah, I've heard it several times now, of course, and no, I don't hear anything that would be controversial in the general sense. Yeah.
No, so I'm sitting here scratching my head, and I think it's just the fact that they didn't want to do anything to try to help Mike Lindell out again. It's the same old, different day.
Well, yeah, and it's really kind of sad because, again, in the United States of America, you should be able to speak your piece. People can evaluate it. They can, and that's what we used to be able to do in this country.
Okay.
But now you got these other issues going on.
All right, Eric is asking in the chat room. He says, "Isn't Fox being sued by Dominion?" I'm not sure if they are or not. Plenty of other people are, and allegedly Fox is becoming a major sponsor of CPAC and Turning Point USA. That is true, yes, because you couldn't get in if you remember the media. You couldn't get into the Turning Point USA event here unless you had a major corporate remedy to go in with. They didn't want the little guys in there. Now, he said he read something the other day that Fox cut the audio feed when someone was speaking at CPAC in Dallas regarding Fox News censorship. Well, yeah, that's not surprising. They do that in television. Everybody does that. CNN does it.
Yep.
Yep.
Exactly.
I'm not saying it's right, but yeah, they do it. So he's mentioning some things, but I can't answer the part about whether or not they're being sued. Now, we did hear from James a minute ago here. I don't know where James is at. He's not telling me. He's talking about he spent a lot of time on the road, and he's noticing right now more than ever that more tires are being torn apart and blown, and it's also causing to have a lot of debris in the road and all that stuff. He's telling people to take care of their truck tires and all that stuff. Well, part of the problem, James, is that when you see a tire torn apart and you see a tread that's pulled off a tire, those are retreads. And retreads in hot weather are never good under any circumstances, especially when the weather gets hot and you got a heavy load on. You know what I'm talking about, Kyle?
Yes, exactly. I was going to ask you about the heat. I figured that has to have something.
Yeah, tires get hot to begin with, truck tires. But when you have a truck tire that might be a 75 or 80-pound tire, and you're driving down the road and you're not stopping but maybe every couple hundred miles or so, those tires, the air pressure is going to jump up to around 100 pounds, maybe even more, and the tires are going to gain a lot of heat. And what happens is they can only take so much. And depending on the sidewalls and whatnot, that's when the tires explode, that's when they come apart, and that's when you have all the problems that you have. And it's just happening more often, and I agree, than it has been before, but it is what it is. Okay, back to what we're talking about here. Dr. Marty McCary, you know who he is, right?
I believe so,
He's on Fox. He's one of the contributors. He said, "Those who are unvaccinated pose no risk to the vaccinated beyond that of a common cold."
Well, that's very interesting, for one, because we have heard of any of these breakthrough infections seem to be, for lack of a better term, mild compared to if you had not been vaccinated.
Yep.
And at least combatable in a very, very real sense. And so that's, I think, likely what he's getting at. The question is, is that something that we continue to go about our lives with, or do we shut down, mask up, stay apart, cancel events, all these kinds of things? At some point, Captain, And nobody wants anybody to get sick, obviously. But at some point, I think the American people will be saying, we can't live our lives. We're too restricted. We don't do this for any other infectious disease.
Well, wait till you hear this one. Moderna's coronavirus vaccine booster appears to produce a robust antibody response against the fast-spreading Delta variant. Now, the company made that announcement yesterday. They also warned that it is entirely possible a third shot would be required this fall, leaving that possibility open.
Yes, and from what I've heard, it may start, at the very least, with folks who might be over 60, for example. That might be one of the...
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, because, and that way, and then work their way down from there, and if it's found to be efficacious, then why not in that sense? Everybody wants to be as safe as possible. One person told me they feel it would be an extra layer of protection and so forth. And especially, Captain, this idea of responding to the Delta variant, that is key. And if it can be shown that this is very, very effective, then it might help for our society to begin to get more back to normal.
Now, we mentioned this briefly, but I've got it a little bit more elaborate right now because I found another bit, that just another story that just came across that added to what I had. New York Governor Cuomo, who's defiantly resisted calls to resign in the wake of the bombshell report outlining his sexual harassment allegations against the governor, has until August the 13th to provide any additional evidence. So says this state legislative committee that's investigating him. They sent the letter to his attorneys. So he's got till the 13th, and they are going to make a decision after that. And I believe they're going to vote to impeach him, and they're going to go to the next level.
That's what it appears to be, exactly. And they've told them that they've concluded are concluding their investigation. And does the governor's counsel have any response or any additional things that they want the committee to consider? So that's not looking good for Governor Cuomo at this point.
No, and Jeff is eating his heart out because he didn't make any of those great-looking pictures yesterday.
Exactly.
All right. There was a Rhode Island mom who was barred from seeing the critical race theory curriculum that her child was being taught by the school she was going to. She was told to cease and desist her inquiries. The complaint accused the woman of seeking to disclose private records, which are not private at all because it's a public school.
You know, Captain, you know, what country are we living in when you can't even know what the curriculum is at the public school? This is terrible. Absolutely terrible.
All righty. Hold that thought, folks. You're coming back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Mike Gallagher is over in Dallas, Texas. His son, of course, was in an accident, and everybody probably knows that. And he's recuperating. They're going to take him out of the hospital, take him to physical therapy, get him all set up. And this is Mike.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernards. The White House confirmed Thursday it is considering requiring foreign visitors to show proof of COVID-19 vaccination
as a condition for international travel. Jeff Zients, the White House COVID-19 response coordinator, told reporters on Thursday that several federal agencies are examining the possibility of issuing such a mandate. Former President Donald Trump's lawsuit against Facebook, Twitter, and Google will likely go all the way to the Supreme Court, which is where it should go. Pam Bondi, an ex-Florida attorney general who is the America First Policy Institute's chairperson for constitutional litigation, said on Newsmax Thursday.
Oh, I believe it will go all the way to the Supreme Court. It needs to go to the Supreme Court. If you think about it, you know, when big tech started, it really wasn't big tech. It was, remember the days of AOL in the late 90s?
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Brew.
Thank you very much, Mr. Mark Walters, Armed American Radio. You hear it on many of these great stations Sunday nights, live at 8 p.m. It's a three-hour program, and various parts of the country have it at different times after that. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Geico Insurance. Geico is spelled G-E-I-C-O, and Geico has been saving people money for more than 75 years. They currently are the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 21 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host, and I've had them for just a little bit more than 18 years right now. And you can go to the website, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.geico.com, and you can actually get a rate quote for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving. Maybe you got a motorcycle, an ATV, boat, or RV. They can insure all that. And by the way, they can also insure your house, your apartment, or your condo. And if you do bundle the house or the renter's the insurance policy on the apartment or the condo, if you do bundle that with your automobile insurance, you will save even more money. You get a bundle rate, they call it. So check them out. Geico, G-E-I-C-O, G-E-I-C-O.com, Geico. And don't forget to tell them the Captain sent you to save you some money. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Going to jump right into the frying pan here. The left's push to try and defund the police and their efforts to try to tie the Republicans to being the culprit is really stupid. It's not going to work, right?
Right, yeah.
And I watched this Congresswoman Bush, the black woman that's got a mouth and an attitude to boot, talking about, well, you know, we're going to this and this, we're going to blame it all on Republicans, and we got to defund the police, and I don't care, you people, I got my own security, I don't care if I spend $200,000 instead of $70,000 or whatever I spend, it's none of your business, and I need to have them protect my body, because I've had all kinds of threats, and she just rambled. I mean, the woman sounded nuts.
Well, you know, if she's talking about having threats and being concerned about that, it sounds to me, Captain, like things like walls or fences or people with guns can stop bad people who want to do something bad. But yet, out in the big world, I guess those things, they just don't work, and that's why they're trying to defund the police. But, of course, contained in all that is the ideology that outside of our walls, it's going to be chaos. But inside our walls, we're going to be protected as the elite, and that sends the wrong message.
Yeah, and it does. And also, when you look at the some of the cities out there, you start with Los Angeles and go to San Francisco, go up to Seattle, go to Portland, go to Chicago, go to Atlanta, where, as I told you, Denise Simon's son is actually going to be moving because of an incident that scared the bejesus out of him. Somebody rolled down a window and fired a gunshot right across the hood of his car at somebody that was over on the sidewalk. And he said, "That's it. I'm done."
Well, that's because it's now so pervasive, in the sense that there's no filter, there's no restraint. You know, we saw what happened in Corona, California, with the two people being killed at the movie theater.
Yeah.
It's this kind of stuff, Captain, that is going down the tubes.
Here's what's going to happen. As a result of crime being out of control in the Democratic-run cities and not being under control, they can't lie their way out of it and blame it on the Republicans. They're going to lose, and that's why they're going to lose the House and the Senate in 2022.
Well, right, and that's why election integrity is so important. But but beware of this, though, because when the Republicans win, the Democrats and many in the media will say it was these anti-voting laws that were put in place. And so, and guess who's going to start crying illegitimate elections?
Yeah, the Democrats, of course.
Yeah.
Now, by any standard, our governor, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, has been a total rock star in his response to the Chinese Wuhan virus. Would you agree with that statement?
Well, sure, yeah.
Okay, and he's doing very well with what we're doing, and they keep trying to say, well, you've had 14,000 cases and 17,000 and Trump, whatever the number, and it's going up and all. Do they not realize that those are unvaccinated people, number one? They do, but they're not saying it. And number two, that many of the unvaccinated people, because we have a lot of transients here in Florida, in the wintertime, they come down here from the north. They come down here to just get out of the cold weather and whatnot. Do they not realize that they're down here for a reason? And the reason right now is to get to just relax. And they're the ones that are getting sick. Plus, we had a cruise ship. Nobody talked about the cruise ship that was sitting in the port with a bunch of people on board because they came down with a bunch of corona positive tests.
Right, exactly. Yeah. And that's, they're sitting there and they're quarantining.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And also CNN. CNN had to let some people go the other day. Did you hear why?
Why is that?
They didn't get vaccinated.
Interesting.
And CNN's rule was you must get vaccinated. Now, some of the people were their own health professionals that were doing their health reports.
Very interesting.
And one of them was one of their reporters. And another one was one of their legal people.
Mm-hmm.
They're no longer there. Four of them, total.
Well, and again, is this the shadow of things to come with companies, private businesses, offices, you name it?
More than likely.
Yeah. More than likely is right, I think. That's what's going to begin to drive this. It won't necessarily be government top-down, but you'll see state and local, the federal government begin to pick up and say, this is the trend among industry, and they'll follow suit with that.
And even though I didn't care for the guy yesterday, AFL-CIO head and longtime labor leader Richard Trumka died at the age of 72. He was, of course, in charge of the AFL-CIO, and my Their sister union, my union, the International Association of Firefighters, was affiliated with them. So
right, yeah, and very sad. I had not heard that he had been sick, so I don't know
if
this was very sudden. But yeah, our condolences. He obviously was a very effective person for the unions, and so it's a sad story.
Now, in an executive order yesterday, President Joe Biden announced that he's going to strengthen auto pollution regulations in order to spur the development and sales of more electronic vehicles. Get your electronic cords ready, Kyle.
Well, you know, Captain, you know, if you notice, he's going to strengthen emission standards as opposed to saying we're going to make it harder for people to have cars. You know, in the strict.
Well, he is going to make it harder for people to have cars. So if they strengthen the emission systems, there's going to be a bunch of cars that will be illegal. What's that mean? They got to take them out the road.
You got to take them out the road. But the idea is that, see, look, we're strengthening, as opposed to the market is going to be so great and it's going to be so amazing to switch to an electric car.
And the market
isn't doing it.
And that means that back in the day when I had my Dodge Ram 1500 with the, it was 2500 with the 300 Hummins Cummins in it that I had jacked up to do whatever it wanted to do, when I would go up a ramp and I'd just tromp on it to get up on it and, you know, make it to traffic and away I'd go, it would blow a solid black line of smoke until I let off the throttle.
Right.
And everybody would get out of my way because they thought it was on fire.
Right.
And I did it on purpose.
But, you know, Captain, the sales of electric vehicles is such a teeny tiny percentage right now. And, you know, electric vehicles can be great. You know, I'm all for mission-specific things that will do great things. That's fine. But the idea that the government now picks winners and losers to say, well, we don't like cars, so we're going to tax them more. We're going to have these emission standards. Or we don't like this thing, so we'll tax it more. We'll tax the miles that you drive. Well, in other words, they're sitting there on Mount Olympus deciding what you can have.
All right, wait a minute. I got to answer Jeff. Yes, Jeff, you're on. Jeff knows what that message meant when I just said that.
Very good.
Yeah. Yeah. And, of course, Eric is saying it used to be Russia, Russia, Russia. Now they're willing to become, what are they willing to become here? La Bamba, La Bamba, La Bamba. Okay.
Or Lambda, Lambda, Lambda.
Oh.
Yeah, maybe that's the next variant.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, it is come to think of it.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you know, Kyle, we're getting ready to have the Truckers Highway and Byway report here. But one of the other things that I want to mention real quick here is the budget office now sees the infrastructure bill as going to be widening the deficit by some $256 billion. So everybody said, oh, no, it's not going to add. It's got money. It's going to pay for itself. It's going to do this. Not according to the budget office.
Well, no. And where are they going to go get that money from?
You?
Yeah, exactly.
Me? Eric, Jeff, I could go on, but I don't need to.
That's right. They'll say, how much did you make? Send it in.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it's going to be. I mean, but if they confiscated everything from everybody, I don't know if they could pay for that.
Oh, you're so right. Okay, hold that thought, folks. You're coming back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report. Don't go anywhere. I'm going to have Kathy take us to break. And remember, this is the Captain's America Third Watch, Friday morning edition. Yep, TGIF. All righty, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Hi, this is Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
Thank you very much, Don and Don. And by the way, they're up there at Carrollton, Georgia. When you see those big, fancy Prevost coaches with the movie stars on them, you know, the tours, the rock and roll guys and the country western tours, look and see the side of the bus. And if it says Star Coach, that's Don Newen and Company. That's the company that he operates. So that's who you'd be looking at. So go up to the driver and say, hey, man, we heard you talked about in the Captain's America Third Watch. And you might run across Steve or Charlie or Lenny or Al or Benny. And if you do, those are all guys that have called into the show at one time or another on board the bus driving around the countryside. All righty. Well, this portion of the program brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J. Nearest you, pull on in there, grab yourself a free hot cup of coffee, become a member of the Drivers Club, get you some points for the
the fuel that you buy, the food that you buy, the supplies that you buy in the store, and before you know it, you'll have a bunch of points, which is just like having money in the bank, and you can use them to save money on your purchases there, everything short of fuel. Okay, here's something that we haven't played in a while either. Get ready, because we are going to rock. That's Blackberry Smoke Call Waiting for the Thunder. Kyle, they were getting with it.
They, absolutely. Yeah, that is a really good one.
Yeah, I really like that. And the way that beat starts out and gets going there, it's kind of like, an older version of Grand Funk Railroad or something that you don't hear anymore. But anyway, let's get going with the weather here, because got to take a look at it here, brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J nearest you. We got isolated severe storms and localized flash flooding, and it's going to be possible over parts of the central and northern Rockies into the northern high plains. Heavy rainfall, it may lead to localized instances of flooding from Florida all the way up to the Carolinas. And Kyle, what's going on out west?
Well, thank you, Captain. 2 weeks, folks. 2 weeks, that's what they're saying in Colorado, to maybe get one lane open in each direction in Glenwood Canyon area.
Wow.
There along I-70.
Yep.
And right now, we're hearing that this is causing, this particular mudslide damage is causing lots of delays and causing lots of shortages, fuel and food being delivered and so forth. So this is a huge priority, obviously. And truckers are having to take the long way around, find the detours and so forth. It's taken a lot of time, and are not able to make that.
I told you how dangerous that was.
Exactly, because you got that small little two-lane road, basically.
Yeah, and I've seen guys tear the whole side of their trailer out because they get too close to the mountain.
Exactly, yeah, so it really is a bad situation. So that's going on, so be careful of that if you're coming across I-70. Now, also in the I-25 corridor, we've got the air quality alerts from Denver, Fort Collins, up through Cheyenne, fire weather warning in southern Wyoming. We've still got air quality alerts in Montana, but that's confined more to Helena, looks like down to Billings, or also Billings, I should say. Air quality alerts up in Washington. Some colder weather may help with this, but this is all the wildfire smoke and still particulate matter there. And then we have fire weather warnings there in southern Oregon as well. Heat reducing in Southern California, but still triple digits in Las Vegas and Palm Springs.
All right, and George, you got to go to work up there in Minnesota. George, you got to get that vile air out of the system there, because I'm getting tired of talking about the poor air quality in Minnesota of all places. That ought to be where the air quality ought to be the best, don't you think, Kyle?
That's right. Yeah.
And then, of course, moving over to the East Coast, there is one little pocket right now, Jersey, Trenton, over towards Philly, over towards Allentown, which has got some poor air quality in it. It decided to find its way over there today. And then, of course, we've got some fog along the mouth of the Chesapeake Bay on down towards Wilmington, patchy there along the coastline. And then in Florida, we have one area in Florida where we've got rain from about Tallahassee across through Big Bend over to Lake City down to Gainesville and then straight across back over to the bay again. Be advised that that could result in some flooding there. And there will be some storms again later in the day coming off the Gulf, so be prepared for that. Okay, Kyle, how can we hear your show?
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
See you tonight.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody. And now we're going to jump on over here to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, we understand that everything that's going on right now with Governor Cuomo is being turned around upside down and backwards because it's all hypothetical stuff we're seeing. But the one thing that seems to be constant here is they've given him an ultimatum. They've given him till August the 13th to have his attorneys produce whatever it is that they have to counter and rebut the charges that have been levied against him. And after that, if he doesn't do it, they automatically said that they will start impeachment proceedings. So we'll see what happens.
Well, it's starting him anyway. They're just legitimately they're giving him a chance for his own defense, which mm-hmm. is, I think, was what he's been working on for the last 2 days, because he hasn't been seen really in public. So,
except for the cute little blonde he was there by the pool with.
Well, that's not in public. That was, you know, she was there doing the. But when you said hypothetical, I don't know what you were meaning by hypothetical.
Right.
But the, you know, their General Assembly has in fact been doing their investigation on him with regard to impeachment all along. This is kind of like a double hitter. So he's got some hard decisions he's got to make, whether he resigns or he wants to go through this. It appears to me he's not going to resign.
No, he's going to play this out. So if he does and he lets it go into the state, now they've called for his resignation before. This isn't his first rodeo with different things that have happened over the 11 years he's been in office. But they are going to, this is going to go through the impeachment process, and they say they got enough votes.
It looks like it.
Yep. I saw 80 in the Assembly, which was more than what they need, and I saw the number in the Senate, which was more than what they need to give them what they need to get it where they need to get it at. And we'll see, but I think that he's trying to, if he does resign, he's trying to resign without having to worry about being charged criminally. I think that'd be his next move. So hold on. We'll talk about that and plenty more. Boy, we got stuff to talk about tonight. Talk about a target-rich environment. And, oh, yeah, the Republicans, there's some things behind the door, number 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 going on that you don't know about. We'll tell you a little bit about it. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back with more of the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting, alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.